Thank you for joining me for another episode of Silicon Beach Mobile Startup. I've recently relocated to the South Bay Area, and we are looking at what opportunities are there out there for opportunity zones. Well, one of the beautiful things about opportunity zones are the tax credit, and hopefully if you can acquire properties in certain depressed areas, the appreciation potential could be very significant. So I created this consortium probably some years ago called ATCOE. ATCOE stands for Access to Capital, Opportunity, and Expertise. Now, the purpose of ATCOE is really to attract athletes, entertainers, corporate executives, high-level individuals that are potentially accredited individuals that may have resources, but they don't have necessarily a skill set to run a certain type of business. So the goal is, be it franchises, be it real estate, be it development opportunities, be it certain tech startups, there are some entrepreneurs out there who have capital from either their profession as a professional athlete or entertainer, or from whatever other means, but they don't have the expertise in a particular industry or segment, but they want to diversify their portfolios and they want to see some growth. So one of the target areas that I'm looking at right now is San Pedro. San Pedro has an over 100-year history as a community. The original reason for people coming to the San Pedro area was for fishing. So you had a lot of immigrants from Czechoslovakia, Italy, immigrants that were very good in the area of fishing and running fishing docks. That was the bedrock of this community. But one of the beautiful things about San Pedro are the views, the elevation, and being this close to the ocean. It's just absolutely amazing. So San Pedro is going through, I would say, a resurgence. There are a lot of institutional investors coming to San Pedro with the intention of creating something similar to San Francisco and their pier and their wharf type areas. So the upside here I see is significant. The type of properties that I'm looking to acquire with the right set of investors would be multi-room hospitality properties such as hotels. So I've identified a 244-unit hotel, a 60-unit hotel, and there are selectively multifamily residential properties, depending on where they're located, that could possibly be really good acquisition opportunities. So the goal of this episode of Silicon Beach Mobile Startup is to start a dialogue with my audience, because I think the market in terms of the stock market has seen a run-up in the last, I would say, 8 to 12 years. It's more than tripled. So there's going to be a serious correction. We just don't know when. I would anticipate sometime around the election or after the election, there should be a real pullback in the market. But the smart investor, I would say, would be more interested in taking the gains that they have and diversifying that. And one of the beauties of the opportunity zones is the ability to take the capital gains, be it 1, 3, 5, or 7 year lockup period, to be able to minimize or eliminate those capital gains on those certain appreciated assets, be it in a business or equities. So I think there are some real reasons to take some real time to do some studying as it relates to opportunity zones and really kind of take it some time to look at your portfolio and figure out where are you in the market? How is your asset allocation? Which asset classes dominate your portfolio? And is it time to possibly think about rebalancing your portfolio as a whole? I think the market, as I said, there will be a correction. We just don't know exactly when, but But I think most people will say they've made a good run in the market. It's just a matter of seeing what direction you want to go going forward. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. Another episode of Silicon Beach Mobile Startup. Today's episode is taking place in the South Bay on my workout path to San Pedro down to the harbor front. The title of today's episode is The Road to 100 Million. So why did I choose the title of Road to 100 Million? Well, I made a decision. Today, I decided that the only way you're going to achieve something extraordinary is you got to put it out in the ether. You got to make a promise and a pledge to yourself and make it be known to everybody else. Everybody who think you can, everybody who think you can't, they don't matter. What matters is that you think you can and that you begin executing on your path to your goal. So I said the path to 100 million. So what does that mean? Well, I've created with Rich Soil Education a consulting program. With that consulting program, I help people understand the importance of creating a tech startup and what does it mean to create a tech startup playbook. I explain to individuals how to invest in real estate, be it an individual homeowner looking to make their first home purchase or an investor looking to figure out what is the best place to diversify their assets into other income producing, passive income producing assets, be it multifamily residential or commercial. Well, we're going to have three classes online on the Thinkific platform. So it's the real deal when it comes to learning the essentials of being proactive as it relates to creating a tech startup, as it relates to financial literacy, as it relates to investing in real estate. Well, I'm happy to say that Cassie Quant is my newsletter. And I think initially it was going to be a digital newsletter that we mail out. But I think maybe the first several episodes or newsletters that we sent out, they will be on an audio-video format, because I think more people listen than read. So that's one of the reasons why the podcast platform is so powerful. It's because people love the idea of being able to consume information just by listening as opposed to reading. Well, Cassie Quant, I'll look at every sector of the market and I'll tell you what are the pros and cons, the ins and outs, the top picks in every sector. And I'll give you my opinion of the market, my opinion of international as well as in the U.S. market. Talk about economic trends. We'll talk about currencies. We'll talk about cryptocurrencies. We'll talk about social concerns and constraints and as how it affects the market. And we'll talk about innovative ideas of how you can take advantage of the internet economy. Because this is the gold rush. Many of you may know, many of you may not know, but gone are the days where a person works the same job for 25, 30 years, retires, gets a pension, gets a watch. That's not happening anymore. So you have to take control and take power over whatever it is you're doing for a living. So whether you're a motivational speaker like myself, a consultant as it relates to tech startups like myself, a realtor like myself, an investment commentator like myself, a tech startup advisor like myself, it's up to you to figure out how do you get your ideas and your thoughts in front of as many people as possible so that you can execute on a high level. I think digital and media are the wave that's not going away. So the sooner and the quicker you figure out how to exploit those two mediums and build your brand and get your voice and your name out there and people know you for what you do, the quicker you'll be able to exploit whatever opportunities exist. And it requires some critical thinking, it requires some study, some research, and you got to create some quality content. And you will make it to 100 million.